Taking a look at our crop progress across the United States. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Monday, we had our crop progress report out, and we are seeing some good development numbers within our corn crop.
Looking at corn dented by September 14th, national number is 85%. That is 1 point behind the five-year average of 86%, but ahead of last year's 83%. We do see some modest delays in corn reaching the dented stage in the Western Corn Belt, for example. Nebraska, 82% dented, five-year average 91%. North Dakota, 62% versus the five-year average of 70%. By September 14th, 41% of the U.S. corn fully mature, exactly equal to the five-year average, but 2 points behind last year. We see those dry states in the south, and in particular the eastern Corn Belt, seeing some rapid maturation of the crop due to the late summer dryness. Ohio, for example, 33% fully mature, five-year average 26%. Neighboring Indiana, 40% mature, five-year average 33%. Compare that to some of our western and upper Midwestern states. Minnesota, just 26% mature versus 35% on average. Nebraska, 10 points behind their five-year average.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. And even though in our neck of the woods, harvest is still pretty far off, we are actually seeing some harvest progress in some of our eastern Corn Belt.
Among our Midwestern states, Missouri is the first to reach double digits for harvesting. 17% is the number there. That's ahead of the five-year average of 12%. Elsewhere in the Midwest, we do see some single-digit harvest progress in states like Indiana now at 6%, Illinois 5%, Iowa and Nebraska both at 3%, and Ohio at 1%. Even with those modest numbers, all except Nebraska are ahead of the respective five-year averages for early season harvest progress. Many of those states have been quite dry in recent weeks.
And as for our bean crop, Brad Rippey notes some of the progress for soybean leaves dropping and that crop maturity.
Soybeans, and looking at leaf dropping by September 14th, national number is 41%, 1 point ahead of the five-year average, equal to last year at this time, and a pretty stark divide between the east and the west. And looking, for example, at Illinois, 60% of the soybean leaves dropping by September 14th, that is 21 points ahead of average. Other states in the southern and eastern Corn Belt, where we see progress at least 10 percentage points ahead of the respective five-year averages. Indiana, 51% dropping, Missouri at 33%. But contrast that with the western areas, where we see just 18% of the leaves dropping in Minnesota, at less than half of the five-year average of 37%. Also substantially behind Nebraska, 39% leaves dropping, five-year average 55%, and South Dakota, 32% versus 49%.
And last but not least, we can't forget to get an update on the latest soybean harvest.
The soybean harvest nationally 5% complete by September 14th, 2 points ahead of the five-year average, but 1 percentage point behind last year at this time. Obviously, some pretty strong progress in our southern states, led by Louisiana, 63% harvested. Other southern states moving into double digits or well beyond at this point. Mississippi, 43% harvested. Arkansas, 25%. Tennessee, 17%. All of those states well ahead of their respective five-year averages. As we look at the Midwest, though, we just see minimal progress in just a handful of states. Five Midwestern states reporting soybean harvest progress ranging from 1 to 4%. Those states, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, and Ohio, all of them except Iowa, have been extremely dry in recent weeks, and that does reflect some of that early maturation and obviously now early harvesting of the soybean crop.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.